Brothers and sisters in Christ, it's one of my more favorite sayings in the gospel. Jesus says to them, "Do you understand all these things?" And they answered, "Yes." I think it's kind of hilarious because how could they understand everything that Jesus is explaining to them? Do you understand? Yeah, sure. We understand. We hope we understand. And yet if Jesus thought that they didn't understand, he would have said, "No, you don't." He explained the kingdom of God to the disciples in such a way that they could understand. And in the simplicity of their hearts, he moved them in such a way that they could learn profound things, that there was to be a kingdom in heaven, life after this life, that there would be those who would not go to heaven. As Jesus says, the angels will go and separate the wicked from the righteous, throw them into the fiery furnace. So Jesus is able to explain something as simple as fishing, and by doing so, is able to explain the kingdom of God. And so in a certain sense, yes, we do understand what Jesus is saying. Yes, Jesus has entered into our hearts, and if we have Christ in our hearts, then we have every reason to have devotion to him, to love him, because he, by doing so, has revealed himself and has loved us first. Jesus has loved us first. And so today, Saint Alphonsus of Liguori, look for these little ways to draw people of God into these profound truths. Saint Alphonsus of Liguori started the Redemptorists order, and they're the ones who give us the devotion that we have every first Saturday of bringing out Our Lady under the patronage of Our Lady of Perpetual Help, Mother of Perpetual Help, to move our hearts to trust in Jesus, her Son, who she holds in her arms. Profound truths in very simple ways give us access to the kingdom of God. Think of the small host that we receive at Mass. It's nothing less than Jesus himself who comes to us. We have access to the fullness of God. Let's prepare our hearts to receive him who comes to us in this Holy Eucharist.